Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've no doubt heard that phrase, you have to work on your business, not just in your business. And the idea being that if you are just spending all your time executing the task that your business does, for example, if you were a baker and all you ever worked on or thought about or did was bake cakes, you would be ignoring other aspects of your business, like the marketing and the sales and just HR, really everything. And I think that it's true. There's a lot of wisdom in that. I think that it comes from the E-Myth, the idea that everybody can be an entrepreneur. The best baker in this last example would make a great owner of a bakery, or the best, whatever. It's just because you are an excellent technician does not mean that you will be an excellent business owner. It doesn't mean you'll be an excellent entrepreneur. And it struck me the other day that why don't we take that and really apply it to just life in general? We're all so busy working in our lives, we're really ever working on our lives. And evidence that so few of us do, or too few of us do this, is that only 3% of Americans have any written goals. I think you could also point to or look at that so few of us are financially successful, that so few of us are physically successful, that so few of us are mentally successful, that so many of us are struggling financially and struggling physically and struggling mentally, that's evidence that we're just sort of kind of caught up in the spin cycle of life. We're sort of just constantly doing and not necessarily making any progress, sometimes moving backwards. And it's okay. But what if we could, or had a better understanding of what it really meant to work on our lives instead of just being in our lives? I think that that's of value. And again, the idea is that I think that so many of us are just carried along by the currents of our lives and of habit. Because we wake up and we do whatever it is that we usually do. We respond to what shows up and then we repeat that process. So how we do one day is how we do most days. Wake up, look at phone, check email and respond. So life kind of comes at us and we're just sort of dodging. We're shaking, we're moving. You get the idea. And Aristotle observed this thousands of years ago, that we become what it is that we repeatedly do, not what we intend or what we necessarily want, not what we hope for, but what we actually practice. So if you already have the life that you want, that's great. Awesome. Good for you. You can stop listening. If you don't, that's less good. It's less good to not get what you want. I think that's a universally agreeable statement right there. It's good to get what you want. It's less good to not get what you want. Understanding as human beings and adults that we don't always get what we want, but are we positioning ourselves to get what we want? Are we just hoping that we're going to get what we want? And if that's the case, we're definitely not ever going to get what we really want. And there comes a time in everyone's life, hopefully, where you look around and you say, is this it? Is this it? Is this the deal? And many are going to say, yeah, keep on keeping on. You got to keep it moving. And some say, no, I think that there's more for me. And that's okay. I think that that's a good thing to say. In fact, I would say that the happiest, most productive people leading the most meaningful lives, people having outsized impacts or even impacts, are people that wake up and they say, you know, there's still more for me. I am on the right trajectory. I am realizing my potential. And the idealized version of me it's still out there. So I'm going to keep striving towards that. So you hear that little whisper, there's more for you. What I have is good. I'm not advocating that you're not, that we be unhappy or ungrateful for what we have, because each of us has so much to be grateful for. The very nature of our existence, you being you, is an extraordinary thing that you should be grateful for, and I certainly am. All that being said, if you feel like there's more for you, I think that there is. And let me tell you how I came to this, how I came to the work, which I'm fond of talking about. I remember in 2015 just being so tired come, you know, right after lunch. And it wasn't even after that, I just had eaten lunch just early afternoon, just feeling like my head was thick. I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I so tired all the time? And so I started to sort of look into it. And I went on YouTube and I went down these rabbit holes and I found things like meditation and just personal development and understanding the value of goals and really examining your habits and how it is that you allocate your resources and all that kind of stuff. So that got me on the path of seeking of the work, which is looking inside of myself for answers versus looking outside of myself, things that we all intellectually know that we're supposed to be doing, but we don't necessarily know how to do that, or we're not currently doing it. And then in 2020, what happened in 2020? Well, so much happened in 2020. I mean, we learned about COVID-19, that it was a thing. And so that sort of kicked off, I think, a lot of this for a lot of people. But for me, my brother also passed away at the beginning of 2020. He'd been fighting cancer for many years, but he passed away at the beginning of 2020. And that was certainly a very sobering, terrible experience for me. John was 3 years older than me and would be turning 50 here next month, which is weird. But it just made me think, okay, life is not forever. Life is very impermanent. Again, things I intellectually understood, but just because we intellectually understand something doesn't mean that we actually put it to work. It's like literacy versus wellness. Literacy was what you know. Wellness is what you do. So closing that behavior gap. And for me, that was a big catalyst. And then COVID, however many years that went on for, it felt like forever. Feels like in some ways it's still going on. I feel like I'm still hungover from it. But it just taught me I needed to be stronger. Need to be physically stronger, mentally stronger, emotionally stronger, financially stronger. And that got me moving. That got me on the path. That there is more. And for me, that's been a really, really positive thing. I'm not saying that you need to do that, but it just, I needed to be better. I needed to decide on what standard I wanted to live by and then go about living by that standard. So in a lot of ways, it was the tragedy that my family experienced, losing my brother, and then the tragedy that our society experienced, which was COVID-19, and just moving past that, sort of an artificial, because I didn't personally experience it, artificial version of you've got your back against the wall, this death ground idea.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
So, when you have the opportunity, or you take the opportunity, or you create the opportunity of taking that step back and saying, okay, I want to work on my life and not just stop working in it, stop doing all the time. Take a big step back. Let's open the aperture so I can see the forest through the trees. And when you do that, you realize that we're all operating, that you're certainly operating under lots of different systems and assumptions about things. There's lots of inherited beliefs. There's lots of assumptions that go unquestioned unless we start questioning them. And that was certainly something that the pandemic showed us as well. We started to question absolutely everything. Kind of got us on that path of saying, well, what is it about this? Why are we educating our kids? Why are we working in an office or remotely? Why are we policing? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? And it's really sort of, in a lot of ways, spiraled out of control, but some of it's for the best. And anytime that changes are happening, there's going to be some casualties of that and mistakes and missteps and all of that stuff. But what assumptions have you never questioned? And what values have you just simply absorbed and are living with without ever choosing them actively? Psychology will tell us that most of our behaviors are automatic, that we're driven by patterns, we're driven by the environments that we are in, and we're driven by default responses that have been programmed. So we'd like to think that we're steering, but more often we're just drifting and being carried along by all of those things. Philosophy's got a name for it, so does religion. Philosophy calls it the unexamined life. And it's one of my favorites. I wrote this purpose book, and it was your guide to living an examined and aligned life. And an unexamined life is a life lived without reflection, where days just accumulate, but direction does not at all. In religion, we're talking about missing the mark. It's living out of alignment with what matters most. And my hope is that more people begin to take control of the wheel. They put their hands back squarely on the wheel, turn off auto drive, get those hands back, re-engage, that we begin moving more in the direction of what it is that we want, of the life that we want, instead of simply continuing doing what we've always done and getting what we've always gotten. How do you do it? Do you need to hire a life coach? Take your life completely down to the studs and rebuild it? No. That is a mistake that we so often make. We throw the baby out with the bathwater. We want to just knock everything down, burn it all to the ground, and then we'll rebuild it. But that's what a child does. Mature adults do not operate that way. We conserve what's of value, hold on to the things that really do matter, and then look for opportunities to make changes. So it's not carpet bombing your entire life and setting it ablaze. Far from that. It's just looking at everything, figuring out what matters, figuring out what must be done in service of what matters, and then doing it. But most of us do need to take that pause. We need a break. We need a little bit of clearing. I need some headspace. I need some breathing room. And we need a way to step back far enough to see what is actually happening. And across different traditions, that idea shows up time and time again. Stoics practice daily reflection to separate what mattered from what didn't, you know, the whole wheat from the chaff. Monastic traditions emphasize simplicity, not as deprivation, but as clarity. Modern psychology confirms what ancient wisdom has always and already knew, that attention is finite. And when that attention is fragmented, so are we. And I certainly needed that perspective too. We all do. We need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed. And I'm not sitting here thinking that you'd never heard these things. I'm not sitting here thinking that you're not currently thinking about these things. But that's just evidence right there that you already know. You currently know. But are we able to do anything with it? And that's the hard thing for us, because there's so many other things that are prioritized ahead of doing what we've just been taught, what I've been talking about, that then prevents us from doing that important work, to work on our lives instead of simply in our lives. So I've been thinking about this again since 15. So that's wild, 10 years. Whew, crazy. And I've always wanted to create a standard operating procedure, sort of an operating manual. And I've done that. So I wrote a book called The Meaningful Few. It is my newest book. And I've created a lot of things around it. Not just give you a book, but also I created some really interactive things around it. I created a community around it. I created a mastermind around it too. I'd love for you to check it out and to explore it, because it's helped me immensely in my life. And I think that it can help you too. Because I know that most people aren't lazy, we're not unmotivated, we're not broken. It's just that we're living such scattered lives, and there's so many pressures pushing and pulling on us from every different direction that causes us to be overwhelmed. And it's when we get overwhelmed, it's because we're trying to give our energy to too many things, when in fact we're not able to do that. We have to be able to choose. And there's no manual for teaching people how to choose. But that's what the Meaningful Few is. It's a framework for choosing. So it'll help you to get clear on what actually matters, what doesn't matter, and then it'll show you how to align your time, attention, energy, and money around the things that truly deserve that you give them to those things. So it's not self-optimization, it's stewardship of your life, your resources, and your limited time. It's not about doing more, it's about doing less and doing less on purpose. It's all about helping you to do your part by doing your best.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.